neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We see that at the time that Yosef HaSadiq brought his children to Yaakov Avinu, then, as we learned, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom decided to give the blessing to his grandchildren in a special way. So Ephraim comes first, Menashe second. So now, then we see Yosef HaSadiq, after his children received the blessing, so then he complained to his father that that's not so, because this is not the firstborn. The firstborn is Menashe, and the secondborn is Ephraim. But his complaint comes afterwards, when his father gives the blessing. So now, at the time that his father, Yaakov Avinu, is giving the blessing, he sees, he goes like this, but he doesn't say anything. But afterwards, he tries to lift up his father's hand. He wanted to lift it up, and then Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom explains to him, you know, how he was thinking and why he gave the bracha in such a way. So now the question that is asked, if you see your father is giving such a blessing to your children, so tell him right away. Why are you waiting? When he's finished, he said, Bayibarachem. He gave him a blessing, and then afterwards he said, no, Chenavi, no, it's not like this. Understand?
He wants to get one more time bracha also.
No, if you don't agree with what your father is doing, just tell him right away.
He's giving bracha right now. Now when he's collecting, he wants to get one more time.
No, but you feel the bracha is not, it's not the right way to give bracha.
It's a respect to the father, he cannot even talk to the father. That's why he couldn't do it.
Afterwards, it's not disrespect.
He must finish giving the bracha.
What difference does it make? If you not agreeing, so you keep quiet. But if you disagree, what does it matter, before or after? It's the same thing.
Not the same thing.
No?
No, the after is already done.
If he did it, so what benefit it makes that you would complain afterwards? No?
It's already given.
Okay.
So
if it's given, so just keep quiet. Why are you complaining?
A wise person would let the father, he should show enough trust in his father that he's doing the right thing.
Great.
All the way when the speech is over, then it's concluded, okay, he might have made a mistake, maybe it's time for me to speak. But if he does it at that time, it's premature, he is not done, he doesn't know what kind of father.
Which is better, to complain or ask your father, say, can I ask you why you did this? Wow. Is it, which is better?
I don't know about the method.
No, which is better? Which is better?
Ask.
But he's not asking. He said, no, it's not like this. This is firstborn. This is the secondborn. But he's complaining.
He was young.
I'm sorry?
Yosef is still young.
How old is he?
Not here.
He's the ruler over the whole world. Yeah?
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.